This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government will leave no stones unturned for the prevention and treatment of coronavirus. Prime Minister Oli urges one and all to unite in the campaign against the possible coronavirus outbreak. Government of Nepal to ban all international flights and long-distance public vehicles from tomorrow. And World Health Organization WHO says over 11,000 patients have died from coronavirus infection worldwide. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government will take every possible step to contain, control and treat the possible coronavirus pandemic. Addressing the nation yesterday evening regarding the government's steps to prevent, control and treat the possible coronavirus outbreak, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said the government had managed required human resources, medicines and equipment at all the hospitals across the country with high priority. The Prime Minister also said the government had prioritized a provision for the virus containment with the management of quarantine and thorough checkup at the entry point. He also said the government had started necessary preparations with the strict observation and treatment of the infection with a clear strategy, saying there were no alternatives to changing habits and hygiene practices. The Prime Minister urged all to pay special attention to sanitation. He urged all to wash their hands with soap time and again, stay away from the crowd, stay at home and not to hoard daily essentials and not to be easily influenced by the rumours. The Prime Minister also asked people to remain cautious and follow the recommendations of the doctors and medical practitioners without any panic. The Prime Minister asked all those who have returned home from abroad to undergo 14 days self-quarantine to save oneself, one's family and relatives, along with the entire community. The Prime Minister said the government had also urged the private sectors to go to online to deliver their services as far as possible. However, the Prime Minister directed the government officials and employees in the essential services to continue to come to their offices for smooth service delivery. He said the essential service deliver position also applied even for the provision rather also applied even for the private sectors. The Prime Minister also said emergency and essential service delivery provisions had been put in place for the smooth plying of vehicles, including those of the private sectors, saying the regular supply of daily essentials, including edibles, has been managed in coordination with the private sector. The Prime Minister urged all not to collect goods in excess, creating an artificial shortage and carrying out black marketing. The Prime Minister also warned of action against those who indulge themselves in illegal activities. Prime Minister Oli said the government had been minutely studying the effects of the global pandemic on national economy and soon the government would unveil appropriate packages to stop economic downfall in the country, analysing all the findings. The Prime Minister also announced about the international flight restrictions from 22nd March to 31st March. He said the government had imposed the international flight ban considering the health and safety of the people in the country. He also said health desk had been managed at borders with compulsory health checkup provisions for every individual at the border checkpoints. The Prime Minister also said that all non-essential services should close from 22nd March to 3rd April. The Prime Minister also said long-distance vehicles will be stopped from plying for some time starting from March 23rd. The Prime Minister also said that all the public venues that gather people had been shut, all the programs of schools, universities, their exams and results had been suspended for now. He said the government would announce further steps after observing the situation of the pandemic. Urging the Nepalese abroad not to panic, Prime Minister Oli asked them to contact the office of the Nepali diplomatic missions. He said the Nepali mission abroad would take all possible measures to help them. Prime Minister Oli also announced 100 million rupees contribution to the fund as per his commitment from Nepal to the coronavirus pandemic fund initiated by the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Prime Minister also thanked all the stakeholders, including private, public and international communities, for their help in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. National Assembly called for yesterday was postponed until further notice. The meeting was postponed by issuing a notice by keeping government's request of not gathering more than 25 people. The meeting of the House of Representatives was also postponed until further notice yesterday. Foreign ministers from Nepal and India yesterday held telephone talks on exchange of cooperation to brave the coronavirus pandemic. Minister for Foreign Affairs for Nepal, Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, held a telephone conversation with the External Affairs Minister of India, Dr. Subramaniam Jayashankar, yesterday afternoon. During the conversation, both the foreign ministers held discussions on enhancing cooperation and measures to combat the threat posed by the rapid spread of coronavirus pandemic. The two ministers underscored the necessity for maintaining smooth supply of goods and medical items between the two countries. They also discussed about having effective surveillance at the border to minimize the risk and vulnerabilities associated with the pandemic. The Minister for Foreign Affairs of Nepal thanked the Indian government for offering help to Nepal to prevent COVID-19, including through the services of a rapid response team of doctors and specialists. Meanwhile, Germany has decided to provide the grant of €1 million to Nepal for preparedness and control of coronavirus. The grant provided as crisis response would be helpful to health programs run with the support of Germany. The government has directed all the hospitals in Kathmandu Valley to close OPD and surgery services till April 12th. A ministerial-level meeting held under Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal yesterday directed hospitals having 15 beds or more to instantly close all non-emergency and surgery services till April 12th as a measure to prevent the risk of coronavirus outbreak. According to the ministry spokesperson, Dr. Bikash Dev Kota, the meeting also decided to keep the National Public Health Lab in standby position for at least 20,000 sample kits. As per the meeting's decision, the Department of Health Services will prepare a list of essential materials required for detecting, testing, treating, preventing and containing the disease with the estimation of a required quantity. The meeting also requested the Chinese embassy in Nepal for its assistance. Ministry spokesperson Deep Kota further informed that the Bir Hospital, the Dhulikel Hospital and the BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences were instructed to start the COVID-19 test instantly. The ministry also directed the Bir Hospital to send a dialysis machine and required human resources to Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital for possible infected people. The ministry has also directed the concerned authorities to manage accommodation for hospital staffs and health workers attending the possible infected people at their respective hospitals. You're listening to Radio Nepal, TTM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हाँ त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The entire court proceedings except for the habeas corpus are being closed for coming 2 weeks beginning from tomorrow. A full meeting of the Supreme Court judges, including Chief Justice Jolendra Samser, J.B. Rana, agreed to suspend all the court proceedings except the habeas corpus until of April 3rd, citing the heightened risk of the coronavirus outbreak. Supreme Court information Officer Devendra Dhakal informed that the decision would be applied for the Supreme Court and all its subordinates. The Metropolitan Traffic Police Division has launched a special precautionary campaign to be safe from the possible coronavirus infection. The Metropolitan Traffic Police Division Chief, Senior Superintendent Bhim Prasad Dhakal, said the traffic police personnel had been mobilized at the main bus parks and at places where a large number of people have been gathering. A 50-bed health facility for the possible coronavirus patients has been set up at Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Ward No. 10 in Chitwan. The Bharatpur Corona Special Hospital has been set up in 72 hours at Chitwan's exhibition center amid the fear of coronavirus pandemic spreading to Nepal. The Higher Institutions and Secondary Schools Association Nepal, HISAN, has agreed to provide spaces at its educational institutions across the country to set up quarantine areas amidst the coronavirus fear. Association Secretary Ram Hari Silwal informed that the association would provide spaces with capacity of accommodating 5,000 people at its educational institutions across the country as quarantine zones in coordination with the government. President Bidya Devi Bhandari validated the bill designed to amend Industrial Enterprise Development Institute Act yesterday. A press note issued by Press Officer's spokesperson Hari Prasad Dahal stated the bill was sent to the President for clarification after certification rather after being endorsed from both the Houses of the Federal Parliament. Trekking permit for foreign nationals has been temporarily halted in a bid to prevent the possible spread of coronavirus in the country. The Nepal Tourism Board yesterday informed about the closure of distribution of trekking information management system cards until the further notice. The decision came into effect from yesterday itself. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that young people are not immune from coronavirus and must avoid socializing and communicating it to older, more vulnerable people. The WHO Director General said the choices made by young could be the difference between life and death for someone else. Over 11,000 patients have died from the coronavirus respiratory illness worldwide. Nearly 2,500,000 patients have been tested positive overall. The WHO chief's remarks follows reports that young people in many countries are being complacent about health warnings because of the greater susceptibility to the virus among older patients. The coronavirus outbreak was first recorded in China in December, but now the center of the pandemic is Europe. In Italy, where the virus has killed more people than in any other country, the death toll rose by 627 on Friday, reaching a total of 4,032, making it the deadliest day for one country since the outbreak began. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region, partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershower is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly region and at one or two places of the Tarai region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.6 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government will leave no stones unturned for the prevention and treatment of coronavirus. Prime Minister Oli urges one and all to unite in the campaign against the possible coronavirus outbreak. Government of Nepal to ban all international flights and long-distance public vehicles from tomorrow. And World Health Organization, WHO, says 11,000 patients have died from coronavirus infection worldwide. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.